This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says that he does believe that Russia has taken control of the eastern city of Bakhmut. More from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
Russia's defense ministry says forces of the Wagner Private Army, with the support of Russian troops, have seized the Ukrainian city of Bakhmut. The ministry statement on the Telegram channel early Sunday came about 8 hours after a similar claim by Wagner head Yevgeny Prigozhin. The 8-month battle for the city in eastern Ukraine is the longest and probably most bloody of the conflict in Ukraine. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
In a meeting with Germany's chancellor at the sidelines of the G7 summit, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky thanks Western allies for the military aid they're providing.
I'm very happy. Thank you very much. Thanks our partners. It really will help our society, our people, to save houses, families. I think it's not the decision that we will have all these defending measures tomorrow. We have to prepare, but anyway, that is great result. Thanks to all the countries, to all our partners. Thank you very much.
And world leaders have ratcheted up pressure on Russia for its war against Ukraine, with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the center of a swirl of diplomacy on the final day of the Group of Seven summit. Zelensky's in-person attendance at one of the world's premier diplomatic gatherings is meant to galvanize attention on his nation's 15-month fight against Russia. Even before he landed Saturday on the French plane, the G7 nations had unveiled a slew of new sanctions and other measures meant to punish Moscow and hamper its warfighting abilities. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden in Japan has been trying to assure world leaders that the United States will not default on its debt despite a showdown with congressional leaders. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
President was asked if he's worried that debt ceiling talks could fall apart.
Not at all.
While meeting with other world powers at the G7 summit in Japan, President Biden was getting briefed by his staff on the stops and starts in negotiations, which were briefly halted Friday because of disagreements.
I still believe we'll be able to avoid a default and we'll get something decent done.
He's cutting his trip short to join in negotiations.
We have a little thing going on at home I got to pay attention to.
Economists say it would be catastrophic if the U.S. defaulted on its debt, which could happen in just days or weeks. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Italian authorities say that the region in the north will remain on red alert as more rains are expected to fall in a community where flooding has already claimed 14 lives minimally.
Rescue crews are working to reach towns and villages still isolated from highways, electricity, and cell phone service. The rains have caused 24 rivers and tributaries to burst their banks, displacing more than 15,000 people. Climate experts say the floods are the result of extreme weather phenomena that are becoming increasingly frequent around the world. These include prolonged spells of drought punctuated by intense periods of rain that can't be absorbed by the parched ground. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Greeks are voting in the first parliamentary election since their country's economy ceased to be subject to strict supervision and control by international lenders who had provided bailout funds during its nearly decade-long financial crisis. The two main contenders in Sunday's vote are conservative Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis, a Harvard-educated former banker, and Alexis Tsipras, who heads the left-wing party and served as prime minister during some of the financial crisis' most turbulent times. A new electoral system of proportional representation makes it unlikely that whoever wins the election will be able to garner enough seats in Greece's parliament to form a government without coalition partners, meaning a second election might be likely. Italy's far-right premier, Giorgia Meloni, has rejected criticism of her government's stance on LGBTQ rights delivered publicly at the G7 summit by Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. On television Friday, Trudeau told Meloni that Canada is concerned about some of the positions Italy is taking in terms of LGBT